Hello, you're listening to Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name is Jana.
And my name is Imani.
Today we'll talk about key noun phrases.
The first one is to give, provide, or offer an explanation.
An explanation is a statement, effect, or situation that tells you why something happened. Actually, this is a reason given for something.
So you could say, this study provides a detailed explanation of this phenomenon.
Or another phrase could be, the explanation given is not very clear.
Or you could say, the article offers an explanation for this fact.
Again, an explanation, or to give an explanation. Next one, number two, this is an exploration.
To carry out an exploration means to examine something in order to find out about it.
You can say researchers need to carry out an exploration of the human attitude to podcasts, such as Academic Writing Podcast.
And how great you think it is. And again, that was exploration.
Number three.
Place, lay, or put emphasis on something.
Emphasis is special importance that is given to something.
You might say, increased emphasis is now being placed on the corporate image.
Or you could say, in our podcasts, we put emphasis on vocabulary and useful collocations rather than grammar or style.
You might also say, there's been a shift of emphasis from manufacturing to the service industries.
If you want to turn this noun into an adjective, you could say, emphatic.
Or you could turn it into a verb and say, emphasize.
Again, this is emphasis, to put an emphasis on. The fourth one is to give a description. Or you could say to provide a description.
A description is a piece of writing or a speech that says what something or somebody is like. And it also means when you write or say in words what somebody or something is like.
You can say the paper gives a detailed or full description of the procedure.
Or you might say that the author provides us with a general description of the software being used.
Description.
Number five is based on the principles of.
A principle is a moral rule or a strong belief that influences your actions.
Could also be a law, rule, or theory that something is based on.
Or this is a belief that is accepted as a reason for acting or thinking in a particular way.
So you could say that the research is based on the principle that free education should be available for all children.
Or you can say the paper is based on the principles of equity and availability of education.
You can also refer to your principles when you're just talking about something that you're taking a moral stance on. So you could say, I refuse to lie about it. It's against my principles.
Or you can say, stick to principles and tell me what you think about podcasts. Number six, on the subject of.
The subject is a thing or person that's being discussed, described, or dealt with.
In your writing, you could say, this essay gives an overview of the articles written on the subject of effective corporate management. This means that this article pays attention to corporate management, on the subject of corporate management.
Again, that's on the subject of. Number seven, we'll talk about the difference between the issue and the problem.
Issue is an important topic that people are discussing or arguing about.
The problem means a thing that is difficult to deal with or to understand.
But what's actually the difference between problem and issue?
So an issue can be something that there is widespread discussion about, but a lot of people feel the same way about it. So you might say that you might refer to the issue of global climate change, but a problem is something that's a little bit more contentious, that people have a harder time understanding or that there is less agreement about. So you might say the problem of solving the financial crisis.
When we say problem, do we mean we treat the facts or some situation negatively? Does it have some negative connotation?
Usually.
When issue is some puzzle, which is not necessarily that negative.
Right.
Okay. You can say that the research raises the issue of personal space in public transport.
Or you could say that Malcolm Gladwell usually writes about environmental issues. Again, that's issue.
Next one, number eight, an important aspect of.
An aspect is a particular part or feature of a situation, an idea, or a problem, or a particular way that it might be considered.
You say she felt she had looked at the problem from every aspect, and this means that she has explored all possible solutions.
You could also say that there's one important aspect of this issue that researchers haven't seen before, which means that there is a new facet of their research or their way that they address a particular topic.
Again, an important aspect of.
Number 9 is an essential feature of.
A feature is something important, interesting, or typical of place or thing.
You might say that teamwork is an essential feature of any training program.
Or recycling and actually putting new vocabulary in use is an essential feature of learning a foreign language.
Again, that's a feature.
Number 10. To be beyond the scope of.
The scope is the range of things that a subject, an organization, or some activity deals with.
If you want to say that there is something new you want to say in your paper, or there is some new information which you want to deal with, you can say, I want to go beyond the scope of some theory. For example, this subject lies beyond the scope of our investigation.
Or you could say these issues were outside the scope of the article, meaning that they're good issues to bring up, but you're not going to address them.
Again, to be beyond the scope of.
Finally, to reveal the pattern of.
Pattern is a regular way in which something happens or is done.
You might say that the research revealed the pattern of group behavior.
Which means that group members would do it again and again and again, showing some pattern in their behavior.
You could also say that our meta-analysis reveals patterns of bacteria and virus infection networks, which means that until you looked at all of the research, you didn't understand the relationship between how the infection networks take place.
So, to show that something is, some action is continuous and it's repeating, you can say to reveal the pattern of. And now you will hear the same words used in context.
Many experts have offered an explanation for the groundbreaking success of the Universal School Lunch Program for public schools in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To provide a brief description of the American school lunch system, low-income kindergarten through 12th grade students are eligible to receive a free or reduced-cost meal during the school day. The program began in 1946 based on the principle of alleviating chronic hunger. Although child hunger rates have reduced since the 1940s, the issue of food insecurity has recently regained visibility due to increasing poverty related to the global financial crisis. An important aspect of the American school lunch system is that parents must submit an application with financial documentation for their child to qualify for the free and reduced cost lunch. Studies of school districts nationwide have revealed a pattern of significant underutilization, where only a fraction of the students who would qualify for a free or reduced cost lunch actually receive this benefit. To correct this problem, an essential feature of Philadelphia's policy is that in low-income neighborhoods, every child receives a free school lunch without having to submit the financial paperwork. This innovation removes the stigma associated with applying for the lunch program and places emphasis on the outcome of children eating nutritious and affordable food during the school day. Now we'll hear the words one by one in context.
So the first sentence is,
many experts have offered an explanation for the groundbreaking success of the Universal School Lunch Program in Philadelphia.
Yeah, obviously this sentence means that there was some success of lunch school programs for public schools in Philadelphia, and researchers were wondering why is it so. So some of them, or many, have offered an explanation.
An important aspect of the American school lunch system is that parents must submit an application with financial documentation.
There are several possible aspects of American school lunch systems, and one of them is the one that deals with parents, and it's one of the most important, so it's an important aspect of the American school lunch system.
And we highlight it here because that's the one that the program we're talking about in this paper, the Philadelphia program, that is the topic that the Philadelphia program is specifically seeking to address. Now you'll hear all the phrases one by one. to give an explanation.
Or to provide an explanation.
To carry out an exploration.
To put emphasis on.
To give or provide a description.
To be based on the principles of.
On the subject of.
The issue of.
An important aspect of.
An essential feature of.
To be beyond the scope of.
To reveal the pattern of.
Thanks for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast.
I'm Jana.
And my name is Imani.
Stay connected.
Oh, Chechanya. My sweet Chechanya. Honey, California.